The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 7:05 in the morning here on the 30th of May. One more day.
Another month gone.
Another one gone. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. A Shasta Regional Medical Center. So, do we have the...
I do have your weather. It is being a little bit stubborn today on the printer. But today, if you are planning on traveling, showers likely, a possible thunderstorm afternoon, partly sunny with a high of 86, calm wind becoming south around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon, and a chance of rain around 60%. And it looks like a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight. Now, this pattern will continue throughout the rest of the week, except we are going to see higher temperatures. Tomorrow, a high of 91 and a low of 64. 94 for Saturday with a low of 65. 94 for Sunday. But as we head into Monday, it's going to be a scorcher. Sunny and hot, a high of 96 expected. It is currently, well, we've got a few high clouds. It's fair in downtown Reading and 61 degrees.
The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay.
Boy, talk about a thunderstorm last night. That thunder cracked so hard over my house, I thought it was going to take my roof off.
Did you get rain?
I did. Ton of rain.
I don't think we got any rain here. Here in Reading, but we heard the thunder.
Oh my God!
And
it was
the
like,
wind blew, but it may have rained a little bit. But.
I've never had thunder shake my house.
Wow! You know, weather's been really strange here. You know, last Friday. Remember last Friday?
Yeah.
When I saw some photos that were just unbelievable. Yeah. You know, it looked like UFOs coming down. You know, this round, big, you know, thing.
And the size of some of those.
Oh
those,
my gosh!
I had a big. Well, Butch Schaefer, you know, yeah. How big he is.
Yeah.
He covered the palm of his hand.
Well, you know what, Coachmaster, you know, backed up there.
Whoa!
Well, you know what? They were just somebody told me that they just had talked to Joe, the guy Joe Van Dyke, who does our baseball games. Came in yesterday. He's a graduate of Simpson and does our baseball. He said he had his friend or his roommate because he was at the game Friday, mm-hmm. Of course, announcing the game or the kickoff game for the Colt 45s. But at his house, the hail hit so hard it ruined his buddy's hood, just crashed it, just bent it, you know, pounded it, and he goes, you know, he says, well, I was at the game and we never got touched, and his roommate just looked at him.
Well, I was on my way home from the fairgrounds. We had the Anderson Explodes $10,000 giveaway, and I was on my way home, and I was just on North Street where it started, wasn't coming down in a handful at that point. I thought somebody was shooting at me. I mean. One hit my car, and then another one hit my car, and I started ducking. I honestly thought somebody was shooting at me because there was no trucks or anything around, like throwing rocks.
Yeah.
And I mean, bang, bang.
Oh,
And I thought, holy cow. And then I got in the garage, and all of a sudden it just hit, and it was like somebody dumped a load of rocks on the roof. That was incredible.
In 1969, I was in Santa Rosa, New Mexico. My parents and I were heading back across country, and I had I think it was like a 64 Chevy Nova, and with the stick on the column, of course.
Yeah.
And it hit a tornado hit Santa Rosa, New Mexico back then, and the hail came down and it looked like somebody had taken a ball peen hammer to my car.
Wow.
Literally, and this. You know, everybody walks out. You know, the next morning, everybody's looking around because it was just, just tornado had gone through there. And the this one couple had bought a Lincoln or a Cadillac. I can't remember, but it's one of those
expensive cars. Yeah.
Just looked worse than mine. And they were taking it back to the dealer. You know, they just picked it up. Now they're taking it back to the dealer because it was ruined. And on the way out that day, we were seeing dead animals in the field, cattle, horses, just laying there dead.
Wow.
It had, yeah, this thing had it was nothing to, you know, and we're having, and we talked about it yesterday, we've had more tornadoes this year. We've had something like 630, you know.
Weird weather patterns.
Verified tornadoes that have hit. More people killed already this year in tornadoes than all of 2018.
Yeah. Must be the cattle? Gas?
No, I think it's climate change.
Well, that's what I'm saying, and the methane gas from
You know what? Probably if you release a lot of methane gas, you got to watch out because you know here it comes.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, big day yesterday at the VA for the VA for the veterans. They opened did the groundbreaking ceremony for the new clinic, and it's going to provide the existing clinic will continue on Hartnell, which is really good news. And it will continue to provide dental, audiology, and eye services. Well, that's great.
It's a downtown facility, huh?
The new building is going to be open in 2021. It will be 77,000 square feet compared to the 48,000 square feet we have now. So imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be double the size.
But and, great news that the other one's going to stay open.
Oh, that's great. Because then you've got 77,000 plus 48,000 there.
Yeah.
Nichols, Melberg, and Rosetto will be the architects. The parking lot's going to have 520 spaces up from the current 230. New specialty services will include allergy and immunology and nephrology and rheumatology in additional telemedicine rooms. Existing radiology services will add a fluoroscopy capability. A gastrointestinal suite will be added to perform more colonoscopies and another speech pathologist.
Wow.
So, you know, we need to get those rheumatology there for those older guys.
Hey, we're dealing with veterans.
Well, you know, and that's true. I mean, I've got Ted Leidy, and people know this. Ted is a young man. He's in tremendous physical condition, but his feet are just been hammered, you know, when you jump out of an airplane, when you're 6'3", and you weigh, you know, like 230, that when you land on the ground, and it's not just you, it's all the equipment you're carrying,
for sure.
So add another 75 pounds on there, that when you land, that eventually it's gonna, an infantry type guy, that it's eventually gonna catch up with you, and so he's already had one foot operated on, and now they're going for the second one, but it's, yeah, you know, it's younger people have diseases that older people would have because, you know, you've
based
just
on the
damaged
use of
your body.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. If you've overused certain, I mean, people that have done things like carpet laying or a concrete work, those kind of things have such a strain on certain muscles and
sure.
areas like shoulders and knees and stuff like that.
You wear yourself out.
Absolutely. And the arthritis and the rheumatism and all that stuff. And it's very painful.
And, you know, you get to a certain age, you start having those procedures. Yeah. Now, there was another meeting yesterday at the VA clinic when one of the director of services, who, by the way, was here yesterday, and he was talking about the new program that the VA or the Veterans Administration is going to offer. And we talked about it yesterday with Celestino Traver, but then he was there yesterday at the VA, and it was to a packed house. You know, they didn't have it in a large room, so I mean, there was like 50 people stacked in there.
Yeah,
and it's about the Missions Act, where they're going to take away the Veterans Choice Act because they're rolling another one in. Well, they're rolling it in on June 6th. That's when it's supposed. That's when it's supposed to start.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't help but think, June 6th, D-Day. And my only question was, you know what? I've had good service at the VA. I mean, there was a lot of complaints about mainly a specific individual over there. I was surprised. But the head of all the doctors was also there. Head of all the doctors in Northern California VA, you know, based out of Sacramento was there.
Uh-huh.
And there were just person after person after person. I was talking about this one doctor who's just gotten there and things that he's done. And it's, you know, and if half of what they said is true. Complaints about this doctor.
Okay.
Just half of what. Even if one of them was true, they need to put somebody on this doctor and look at it and how he's doing things because it's causing a lot of consternation and anger there. Well, I stood up, you know, I had to leave, go back to work, and said, look, I've had nothing but great treatment here. At this clinic, you know, Veterans Choice has worked for me, and I'm talking about for me now, has worked for me. The people here have taken care of all of my medical needs, to anything I could think of. They've gotten me out in town. They've done these things. And most everybody, almost everybody in here agreed, yes, this is really a great clinic. This is really a great clinic. And they do, you know, they do good things here. But I said, if you're going to roll out a program that's going to change this, and this veteran's choice is going to go away, and you don't have anything really in place to fix, you know, that's working up, I said, I kind of feel like you're doing it on D-Day. So am I going to go across the beach, get hit, lay there and bleed out, and there's nobody to help me because your program isn't there anymore.
Yet anymore.
And so it was kind of like, yeah, well, you know, that's my concern is that they've got this new program and it sounds great. Part of it is you go to the, you can even go to Hilltop Medical. You can go to walk-in clinics and it's covered. But that they don't have anybody signed up for it. But as the guy says, he said, well, you're not missing anything because you couldn't do that now anyway. And we don't have anybody set up for it. And then there's all these other things that sounds really good. Like they're going to pay the same as Medicare, you know, for all the doctors out in town and all this. And they're going to, if they sign up for this one program, they get paid within 30 days. And if they don't, then they start accruing interest on this. It sounds good, but nothing's been done, and they're rolling it out right now.
And June 6th is right around the corner. And
how about next week?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Has it been
nothing's
introduced?
Too good for our veterans.
I know. Yeah.
Of course, the guy running the program up here is not a veteran, so he doesn't, you know, doesn't go to the VA.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, hey. But the one thing that is always we can always count on is getting a good night's sleep. Even after all that yesterday.
Yes.
You know, sleep number comes through for me. My sleep number setting is 60. I've never slept better. I say to people, how much is a good night's sleep worth? Well, it's worth a lot.
It absolutely is. And regardless of the day you've had and how busy you are, when you lay down on that bed, my sleep number is 55. I'm usually in the same position when I wake up 7-8 hours later in the morning.
Really? Wow. That must be something. I mean, you don't move during the night?
Not much.
You just lay there.
I
What's
really,
that like?
I really
you don't,
don't
get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and take Elk Killer out?
No, I do not.
You don't get up at this morning at 5 o'clock in the morning because your dear beloved one, because we had a lightning strike or something that took all the clocks. You know, we had a march, and she set the clock an hour earlier. And I'm walking around the house going, oh, yeah, I've got a good night's sleep. And then, you know, and I'm going, it seems a little dark this morning. And I pick up my phone, and it says 10 till 5. I'm like,
You will remember, I did that a couple of weeks ago, and I'm up wandering around at 3 o'clock in the morning thinking, that seems a little early. And then I went into the bathroom, and it was, like, really early. Instead of 5:30, it was 3:30. And I had the power been off, and when I reset the clock in the bedroom, I reset it wrong.
Oh, well, you know, see, and that's where sleep number comes in.
But I was sleeping sound when
soon
I got up.
After walking around and I found out what time it was, I snuggled back in, and my sleep number 60, setting of 60, boom, right back to sleep for 30 minutes. But right now, you can get a sleep number bed, too, and you can save you can get a queen-sized 360 smart bed at only $999. That's right. It starts at only $999. But if you get them in for the sale that's going on right now, you can save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed that adjusts to you with temperature balancing comfort. I mean, that's great. But you can only get it at Sleep Number and only at the Target Shopping Center. Head on down there today. Tell them that Carl, Linda, and Trish sent you. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:20 in the morning, and it's about 57 degrees. We'll be right back.
He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls.
Number Strawberry Festival is coming June 1st and 2nd. Here's Frank Muse to tell you more.
Hello, we want to invite you and the whole family for 2 days of fun at the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival. Ice cream, strawberries, and shortcakes. All starts Saturday at 7 o'clock with the Happy Valley 4-H Club's pancake breakfast, $5 a plate at the Mary's Pizza Booth. 165 vendors, pie eating contest, pony rides, magician, antique trucks and tractors, and Harley Club. Free parking and admission. West Valley High School at Gas Point and Happy Valley Road. Tickets sold in advance at the Happy Valley Market, Country Market, and the Happy Spot Market, and also at the door.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. The Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
In me, just in me, shut your eyes.
Oh, you know what this is from? This is from the Jungle Book, and it's about the snake. Because we're getting ready to talk about Mueller here in a second.
What an appropriate well,
let's
reading.
Just, let's
yeah.
just talk about it right now.
Yeah.
The former special counsel Mueller left, and he left something. He left America an 18-month battle because when he left yesterday, he said. Well, we couldn't put any charges against him because, you know, that wasn't our purview. Now, and what he had written was saying we couldn't put any charges against him because there wasn't anything to put charges.
He didn't do anything wrong.
He said we couldn't do anything because of what of way, you know, the Constitution is. You can't, you know, we can't put charges against a sitting president. He says that's up to Congress.
Yeah.
And then he kind of like mic drop and left. It was one, and then of course it was. He never said anything. Barr said, I've read it. He has said, and in the report, it says there is nothing in there that we can charge him with. It said that. But then when he leaves, he says this. So you, and so the Democrats have raised the flag and the attack is on. Frankly, I think Trump paid Mueller to say it. Well, okay, you want to know why would he do that? Because this is what the Democrats are going to do. They're going to concentrate on this. They're going to do this. And if Trump is smart, you know, he will cooperate with them. He'll, you know, and they're
well, he's not going to cooperate with them.
Well, but he won't. And so what they'll do is they'll do nothing for our country. There'll be nothing getting through Congress. There'll be getting through the House. All they're going to be doing is talking about impeachment. Pelosi is smart enough. She knows that's not going to work because the economy is going to continue to grow. Trump's going to continue. His number's going to continue to go up. And when the next person that runs against him, what are they going to run against? When they get down to the final impeachment thing. I mean, we impeached Clinton.
Yeah, but
we did not convict him.
But we didn't convict him.
Because the Senate would not convict him. And that's what would happen with Trump.
Well, that's exactly right. But let's not even compare. You're comparing apples and oranges because Clinton, they found there's no question that he did, in fact, commit something. And he even admitted to that to the American people. He lied to the American people. I mean, there was all kinds of reasons to impeach him. Mueller's report states, there wasn't anything there. As hard as we looked, we looked at all of these things. And not only the Mueller report, but three other reports have found that there is absolutely nothing there. He did not have any conspiracy with Russia, and he did not obstruct justice. And that they found that. It didn't take Mueller saying that to keep the Democrats on path, though, because that's all they've done since then. I mean, they're out there. They're going to do this. They're going to have this other committee. They're going to have
this. It took the wind out of them, though, when the report came out and said.
For about 10 minutes.
Well, but it backed them off. But now when he said we couldn't say he did not break the law. But they couldn't say he did break the law because there wasn't enough evidence one way or the other.
But that's not what prosecutors do.
But Barr looked – he's not a prosecutor. And this is what people – he was there to investigate.
He's not a prosecutor. He's a special – wasn't that
special counsel. Well, he was a special counsel to look at this. He wasn't a prosecutor. But he said we could not say he didn't commit the crimes, but they can't say – and he said it in his report. There's no proof that he did commit them. You know, there wasn't enough to say, yes, he did it.
Carl,
I mean, can't they come out and say?
Oh, absolutely.
They could have, right?
Well, if there was something there, you can bet your bottom dollar. There would have been subpoenas. There would have been all kinds of people.
He was a special prosecutor.
I know I am. I was going to say, you better go look that up. But because he was a special prosecutor, and he had the power, if he found him guilty of something, he very definitely had the ability to say so. That was what it was all about. And spent all this time. And while he was looking at all those documents and subpoenaing all those people, why didn't he look at that dossier that was the basis of the whole thing? I mean, he knew going into there that was a bought and paid for document by the opposition. Why was that never mentioned, and why is it never mentioned now?
Well, the whole thing started, and I think that's another investigation they're going to be doing. We're going to be doing investigations for years. Okay, Trump says nothing changes from the Mueller report. There was insufficient evidence, and therefore in our country a person is innocent. Kamala Harris, what Robert Mueller basically did was return an impeachment referral. Cory Booker, Robert Mueller's statement made it clear Congress has a legal and moral obligation to begin impeachment proceedings immediately.
Well, and that's what they're using because
he left confusion again.
Well, and he did that on purpose, and that was his final kick in the, okay, I couldn't get it done as hard as I tried because there was nothing there, but I'm going to throw it in there again because I hate Trump. And that's the whole thing. And I continue to hold out hope that Barr, I'm going to be so disappointed if, in fact, he doesn't follow through in a timely manner with the new person that's taken a look at that. They're already investigating. They're looking at the FISA court. They're looking at all these things that they should have been looking at. I'm going to be really, really disappointed if there aren't some really serious indictments that come out of this and people go to jail.
You had one job, Robert Mueller. Mueller's press conference was extraordinarily frustrating for a variety of reasons. First, he emphasized the grammatically muddled point, if we had had confidence that the president had clearly not committed a crime, we would have said so. This is not a legal standard in the United States. Either the president committed a crime or he didn't. And Mueller,
right.
Mueller said elsewhere in a statement, every defendant is presumed innocent until proven guilty in court. And he has said,
they couldn't
there's
prove
nothing.
It because there's nothing there. And they've repeated it. They've gone through, how many documents? 500 subpoenas. How many people that they talked to? Everything that they've done. And it just isn't, there isn't anything there. And most of the people, like Barr says, when he's talking to the people, it's not hanging together. And if you just listen to the testimony, if you go back and listen to the different times that they spoke to different committees, so many of them, how many times has Comey said something different? One time he says one thing, the next time he says something else. He contradicts himself every time he testifies. Every time he says, well, I didn't leak any. And then he went through great depth telling us how he leaked the information.
Yeah.
Well, and then, I didn't leak any information. Well, yes, you did. You already said you did.
You know, he already said he released it to the Harvard professor.
Well, but then he turned around and said he didn't.
We've got more to talk about this. We do have to take a break right now. And it looks like we're going to have an open seat here, so we can discuss this for a while. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Joint Commission, the Joint Commission, certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. Their emergency room, their specialist in emergency room, they're seeing people in 30 minutes or less. They're getting them to see doctors in 30 minutes or less, which is huge. And one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health and is fully accredited chest pain center. If you have something going on to you, you can tell people when you're, you know, God forbid you go, you're in an ambulance or they're taking you someplace, I want to go to Shasta Regional. I want to be seen by their people there. You can say that. Shasta Regional, care and compassion and community. We'll be right back after these messages with Trish Clark and myself. And Ashley is in here because she's got some comments, too. But the Mueller thing has, what it has done, it has set the next 18 months prior to this election. It has set the country in turmoil, but it has also almost guaranteed the House of Representatives will do nothing over the next 18 months except look at this. We'll be right back. This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Gather your friends to spend a hilarious night with funny man Rob Schneider at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, May 30th.
People in their 40s are always putting on their sweatpants with no intention at all of working out. You want to go out, honey? Yeah, let me put on my sweatpants. I'll be able to go out.
A household name and bona fide comedy star, Rob Schneider is well known for his trademark blend of character and comedic acting and has become one of the most popular touring acts in comedy. Schneider created and currently stars in the Netflix sitcom Real Rob and has also starred in hit movies like Deuce Bigelow and The Hot Chick. And you can catch him in the Netflix series of SNL. You will not want to miss this hysterical night of stand-up live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Thursday, May 30th. Tickets for this night of laughter start at just $25. For tickets or to reserve your stay at our hotel, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21 to attend this show. For more information, download the Wind River app.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 65 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, 365-3793. And River Commons Senior Living is bringing us this segment. You know, River Commons Senior Living has broken the code. If you are tired of taking care of the yard, the electric pump at your house, all those things, well, you got to take a look at River Commons Senior Living. You can come in there, you can live kind of almost carefree in the sense that you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about cooking meals. You don't have to worry about cleaning up the house or anything, because River Commons has that taken care of. And you can take your little dog with you or cat. You know, small animals are welcome there. Gourmet chef, activity directors, they have it all. Learn more by just giving them a call at 238-5981. Talk to Brian. Come on down there, have lunch with them. Take a tour. They want you to take a tour through there to see what a great place it is. I asked them, do you have like two-bedroom places there? I'm not sure. I think they do.
I think they do.
So, okay. Hey, I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark and Ashley Esses. Our senior producer, engineer, is sitting in with us because she is running around showing us things that Trump's been sending out on email.
As we're talking about it on the air, Trump is
saying, Carl and Trish, go on. Go for it. But we're talking about the Mueller report. And we've got so many different things, you know, and the attorney general has previously stated that the special counsel repeatedly affirmed that he was not saying that he would have found, but for the OLC opinion, he would have found the president obstructed justice. The special counsel's report and his statement today made clear that the office concluded it would not reach a determination one way or the other about whether the president committed a crime. And it did not have enough to move forward. And as you have something there that Mr. Trump sent out on an email. Are you on his email?
Oh, no, this was Facebook.
Facebook.
He posted it on Facebook.
And Daily Signal comes out with everything he posts as well.
Yeah, he mentioned that this is the greatest presidential harassment in history. And he called it, let me get the exact verbatim here. After spending $40 million over two dark years with unlimited access, people, resources, and cooperation, blah, 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 Robert Mueller would have brought charges if he had anything, but there were no charges to bring.
Well, see, and that's what I'm saying, is if there had been something that was so obviously clear, Mueller would have said there is obstruction. We have found obstruction to justice. But it is not up to me to bring charges. It is up to Congress to bring charges. But he still didn't say that.
No, he did, but he didn't say that in his report. And he just said that yesterday to pay back a debt so that would give clear indication to the Democrats to move forward, to not give up the attempted coup, which is exactly what this has been.
Go ahead.
Well, I just want to point out that we've had the press and the Democrats and all these leaks for 2 years accusing our president of being a liar because he kept saying he didn't do this and he didn't do this. He kept denying everything that was thrown out there, and they repeated, well, he's a liar, he's a liar, he's a liar. When do we get to the point where somebody comes around and says, well, you know what, everything he said was true, and he didn't do any of the things he's been accused of, and the liars are the press and the people spreading these rumors, And it isn't fair that our president should be labeled as a liar by half the population who listens to these idiots on the press. Someplace we've got to point out that, yeah, they were spying on him. Yeah, the report was from the opposition. He didn't collude. He didn't do any of those things. So at some point, that's got to be made clear, and I'm so hopeful that Barr's going to do that.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is I've got CBS News, and see, and they're not what you'd call totally without shame. Pelosi falls short of calling for impeachment. What she wanted to do was get results instead of jumping to hold impeachment proceedings. Many constituents want to impeach the president, but what we want to do is right, and what gets results? What gets results? We're legislating. Well, you know what? Here's the thing is, somebody asked Cory Booker yesterday, you're from New Jersey. You know, you just had a bunch of shootouts there. There's all types of problems there. What do your constituents say? Are they really concerned about impeachment? Are they concerned about jobs? Well, he completely turns it around. He says, well, my constituents want, you know, what is the moral right thing to do? Well, you know, he didn't answer the fact that he's got gangs, you know, shooting each other up in New Jersey, that he doesn't have, that they don't have jobs, and all these things. It's what's important is we take this moral high ground and we impeach the president who's done more to put blacks, Hispanics, and everybody, women, everybody,
yeah,
at the, you know, at the highest, you know, highest job levels we've had, cutting taxes, all of these things. You know, my escrow account went down this time.
Yeah,
I'm paying less money.
There you go.
Than I did last year. Of course, that's because you pay off in your principal and interest too. But it's not. But my taxes went down this year. Oh, yeah, I got less back. Well, guess what? That's because I paid a lot less in.
And that's exactly what a lot of people didn't pick up when they didn't understand. Well,
that?
Because, you know, I've always said that it should be made clearer to a person how much taxes they're paying. We get these you get your paycheck, and nobody looks at that sheet that's at the bottom of it that says that you're paying this amount for this and this amount for that and whatever. I think that you ought to have to actually pay that. So you have a physical presence about how much money you're paying into the government. People really don't know. They just know what they take home. They don't pay any attention to it. But the point I want to really emphasize on this whole thing, and now I think I've forgotten it, the whole thing makes me so absolutely – oh, I know what it is Pelosi is between a rock and a hard place. She has that hardcore impeach group that she's trying to control in the House. She knows that that's not the way to go. She knows that she needs to, in order to ensure that they have a chance of even holding the House and taking the Senate, or any I don't think she even dreams that they have a chance of taking the presidency. But in order to control the Senate where she can really get at this president, she can't be impeaching him. If they spend all their time doing that, and she knows that.
Sure. You know,
but she's got a group that absolutely refuses to let go of that. And so she really is between a rock and a hard place. I bet she goes to bed at night after many drinks and a lot of pills, just absolutely exhausted.
Well, you know, there's a new book coming out. It's called Siege. And the author, Michael Wolff, claims that Mueller's office drafted an obstruction of justice indictment against Trump. Well, and he says Mueller wrestled with the question whether it's permissible to indict a sitting president. But Mueller answered that question by saying, we never even looked at anything like that. He just took Wolf's book and just said, in a few sentences, your book is made up.
Yeah.
It is total fiction, and that's why it should be sold as fiction, because we never even looked at it.
There's
the
nothing
special
there.
Investigator the general counsel does not look at prosecuting. It goes to a prosecutor then who decides this, but they could not find enough one way or the
other. And you're right. It was a special counsel. It wasn't a special prosecutor. I misspoke.
Wait a minute. I want everybody to hear the sound.
Yeah, I had to. I know you're beating yourself on the chest. There
you go.
Yeah.
One time, Trisha said that.
When I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
I think I hurt myself. I was really happy though. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy has built himself a company that covers most of California and teaches everything you could possibly want for firearms, from rifles, from tactical rifles to CCW to unarmed defense of your home. There are so many different classes throughout the state. Do yourself a favor. Go to usgunpro.com, look at the classes, or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. And by the way, the new ammo laws are coming into place. You're going to have to show ID and pay a dollar because they're going to do a instant background check. And hopefully your name comes back without anything bad on it. comes back at all.
And then they're going to keep track of every kind of bullet that you buy.
And nothing, but you can buy as much as you want of any kind you want now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. It is 7:45 on the 30th of May.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Wow, 7:49 in the morning here on 30th of May, 2019. It is approximately 65 degrees out there right now, and it looks like we're going to have, it says we're not supposed to get any rain, but there's thunderstorms kind of, you know, it says that, you know, on this one weather report, but we don't trust that, do we?
No, I don't think so, because, you know, that's what it said yesterday, and it rained like a son of a gun down south.
Yeah. So, yeah, you said you got hit.
Oh, yeah. Again, the thunder was incredible.
Uh-huh. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, of course, but we've got a big rig out on 299. Is that correct?
We do. A big rig crashed and has closed eastbound Highway 299 just west of Redding. So be careful. Traffic is tied up at this point. Also, we have some sad news to report this morning. Army Specialist Chase Marta, 24, of Yuba City, was killed in Afghanistan. He was killed in the Ghazi province of Afghanistan by a roadside bomb. He and two others, Sergeant Jacob Schwally, 22 of Clarksville, and Private First Class Dustin Gross, 19 of Jeffersonville, Kentucky, died from blast-related injuries. So the war continues. A lot of people don't realize we're still there.
Oh, yeah.
Still fighting.
They're still going outside the wire. They're still going up and down roads.
And Yuba City is just around the corner. You know, it's a stone's throw away.
He's a North State kid.
Yeah. Yeah. So... Yeah.
You know, there's something else that I got perturbed about this last time, and that was had to do with the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Had the recycling privileges taken away before because the homeless are getting into their trash, and they're messing up the cardboard. They're leaving stuff in it. There's all types of things like this. Well, you know, and it's damaging the cardboard. Well, the only way that Redding, when it collects all the cardboard like mm-hmm. this, can sell it is if it's not damaged. So they're saying, hey, we're not going to keep picking it up. And the owner of the place says, wait a minute, my people are not screwing this up. You know, they all know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, we can't keep the homeless out of it. Well, it's happened again. Now, there's one case when one of the stores in there, one of the shops in there did put oil. Like cooking oil or something mm-hmm. into that. And that was a mistake. Okay. But we found that, you know, this isn't done all the time. It was one time. And then the city says, put the bars across it with the, with the lock. Mm-hmm. Well, their answer to that was we have. And mm-hmm. what happens is they break the locks mm-hmm. off. Mm-hmm. They cut the plastic mm-hmm. and then they get into it anyway. So here they are again without the recycling ability to recycle all the cardboard and they have. And so the people that are paying the taxes, the people that are paying for this kind of stuff, are having it taken away because the homeless and or whoever is coming in there and destroying this stuff, and they're not being punished. They're still being taken all the cardboard out. They're still down there, and this is, of course, over there by the Henderson Open Spaces uh-huh. that we had a big battle on like about a month ago. It's gotten somewhat better, but they're still down there, and now we have this happening again. Again, the taxpayers, because of our city, is, you know, and you know what? Why can't the city say this then? Okay, then we are going to supply metal lids for it, and you will have the bars, but metal lids means they can't cut through it, and you will put a locking mechanism on it. Well, as the lady says, we do. We've done that, and they break the locks off.
Okay, in a nutshell. You need to speak to my people at ETC Thrift Store in Anderson. For the last 12 years, they can take your story and double it. I mean, we have gone through the whole thing with every kind of a lock you can imagine. We put up a chain link fence. They took the locks off and the mechanism that you lock it. We welded that on. They took the hinges off of the side. We welded those on. We put barbed wire and points at the top of it. They threw sleeping bags over the top of them and went over the fence anyway to get to the garbage. And the final thing, they cut a hole in the chain link fence, cut a piece out of it so they could crawl through to get at the locked dumpster. Okay? I mean, I could go on and on and on with, at one point, all of the ladies, my volunteers at ETC, saved up all of the refuse from their animals for almost 2 weeks and dumped it on the top of the contents in the garbage container. They still got into it and threw it all over the area. So my little ladies who are volunteers get to show up every day to their dumpster with this kind of a mess. About a week ago or 2 weeks ago, somebody from the city came in and said to my manager over there, we really wish you'd keep the lock on your dumpster. You probably didn't want to be there to see Linda's reaction after 12 years of this. It's a mess.
So what you're saying is,
we put the fence up, I got an email yesterday, and at the back of it was dumped a couch. We've got it fenced now. Now it's out on the sidewalk, okay?
Uh-huh.
And there was a couch and an old player piano and a whole bunch of junk sitting on the sidewalk, which the city came by and picked up for us. I'm telling you, this is a problem that is difficult to solve. And everybody with a dumpster is facing it.
Well, what I'm saying is, and I'm agreeing with this. I mean, you can only do so much,
and then
they take away your recyclable things. What if they're in your garbage all the time and they're leaving garbage outside? Okay, well, you should have done this. Well, we did do that, and this is what happened. Well, we're not going to pick up your garbage now
because it's all spread out all over the neighborhood.
Spread out all over the neighborhood.
It's a mess. It is. I would say to you that frustration is.
And you can't electrify the fence because you'll get sued.
Well, I threatened to take my motorhome and sit across the road and with a paint gun or a pellet
then
gun.
Then you'd be arrested for assault.
Probably.
No, you'd be the one that gets in trouble. It wouldn't be the people that are destroying your property or anything.
I would tell you that it's a definite problem.
Well, you know what? Part of the problem is that we don't have a way of taking people that are out there that do these misdemeanors. And we had Celestina Traver on, and somebody had spray painted out here at the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Well, they caught the woman in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't a problem because they knew who she was. They said, "Do you want us to arrest her?" Yes, I do. Celestina says because this is costly because it was on stucco and you can't just use that regular paint remover. You've got to paint it and all this. Well, I said, you don't think she's still in jail, do you? She goes, well, I kind of thought, no. It was a nonviolent crime. Yeah. She went out. She did it. They caught her. They gave her a ticket or they arrested her for vandalism. But then they turned her loose because they don't have room in the jail. So our next guest, Nick Gardner, will be in here right after the news. And we're going to talk about an idea he has about the sales tax for the county, because I tell you, the county's going to roll in on a sales tax here because the city hasn't. Julie Winter said that these people were working on a 1 cent sales tax, but that has not happened that I've seen. I haven't seen anything from that one time. So something has to be done. And is it the Chief Mike Johnson's idea that you have a place where you can keep misdemeanor people so you can then move them into the navigation center?
I think that's a start.
Or is it a competing theory from Health and Human Services, Danelle Ewart, that you get them off the street first, then you can work them in that way? Well, there's two competing ideas here.
No more free services. We've tried that across the United States without holding them accountable and trying to change their lifestyles. Giving them free stuff is not the answer.
Well, it could be is that the people that do all the work on these, for SSIs and getting all this stuff done, I mean, they work 8 hours a day, maybe 10 hours a day, who knows, trying to get all the paperwork done. Maybe the idea is to transfer all those people, the jobs into the sheriff's department, jail, and then it takes forever. Or a day, it would take them 6 months to get the stuff. And and if it takes you like 3 months to get things, you're not going to get anything. For 3 months, you're going to move on.
Mm-hmm.
But that, of course, then harms the people that are here that are the working poor and all those kind of things. So it's a balancing act for sure.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that, Carl. It's a balancing act. And I think that the bottom line is you can go anywhere. It's pride of ownership. If you haven't bought into it, anytime somebody gets something for nothing, there's no pride of ownership. It doesn't mean anything. And until you can get this society to start having some responsibility, some ownership for their action, be held accountable, things are not going to change.
I agree.
You can take
there's
it
gotta
with
be
the
responsibility
homeless
somewhere in this.
Somewhere along the line.
Yeah. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break for the news, and we come back. Nick Gardner is going to come in here and talk about his plan on how a I'm going to let him tell you what the plan is, but it's a he attends all these meetings. He's got a vast background in everything that's happening in this city. We'll be right back after the news. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, this is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says Special Counsel Robert Mueller was exactly the wrong person for the job. Should never have been chosen to lead the Russia probe.
I think he is a total conflicted person.
Mr. Trump saying he denied Mueller the job of FBI director, a job the president says Mueller wanted very much. On top of that, Mr. Trump says he and Mueller had a falling out over a business matter, and the president says Mueller is a close friend of former FBI Director James Comey. And while there's more talk of impeachment among Democrats, Mr. Trump says, as far as he's concerned, it's case closed on the Russia witch hunt.
Despite $40 million, 18 Trump haters, including people that work for Hillary Clinton and some of the worst human beings on earth, they got nothing. It's pretty amazing.
Another winning quarter for the American economy. The Commerce Department reports the economy grew at a solid 3.1% rate January through March. People from Kansas to Pennsylvania picking up the pieces from destructive tornadoes while bracing for the possibility of more wicked weather. Storm survivor Linda Myers recounting a terrifying experience as she and her sister-in-law rode out a tornado bearing down on them in Canton, Texas.
I saw the door moving, and I had a hold of her arm. I was like, Lord, please don't suck her out, because it was, you know, for a minute it was just so strong, and it was like going in and out.
She spoke with KDFW Fox 4 News. Flooding also remains a serious threat, as well as a dangerous reality in many parts of the country's midsection, particularly along vast stretches of the Arkansas River in Arkansas and Oklahoma. Wall Street this hour, stocks have turned mixed. Right now, the Dow is down about 13 points, while the NASDAQ is up 16. The S&P currently 3.5 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Israel's prime minister fails to come up with a coalition government. We get the latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
In his fifth mandate to form a coalition government, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu failed to come to terms with the right-wing party headed by longtime political nemesis and former defense minister Avigdor Lieberman. The result? The dissolution of the government elected in April and a snap election set for September 17. Notably, it was Netanyahu's presumptive allies who ultimately brought down the government and not the opposition. The events give new hope to last April's losers. With Netanyahu at last appearing vulnerable, many believe the new prime minister will be political novice and former Army Chief of Staff Benny Gantz. The relation with the United States is expected to remain unchanged. I'm Michael Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. A man wanted for a murder in Virginia and caught in North Carolina managed to escape custody, but his freedom short-lived thanks to an alert bystander.
41-year-old George William Knisley was arrested Friday in Raleigh and was being transferred to a detention center when he escaped. Authorities say he complained his handcuffs were too tight and fled when a deputy tried to loosen them. John Martinez Jr. says he was walking down the street when he saw a man in an orange jumpsuit sprinting away from an officer. Martinez said the officer needed help, so he dashed after the man and tackled him. Knisley is charged with first-degree murder in the death of Matthew T. Broyles of Powhatan. He's also accused in the disappearance of 43-year-old Amy Renee Fabian. Keith Peters reporting.
The United Auto Workers Union will hold a vote next month on its representation of all hourly workers at Volkswagen's plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The vote to take place June 12th, 13th, and 14th. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is Thursday, the 30th of May. It's 8:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, of course. I'm here with Trish Clark because it's Thursday. And for people that are calling in about the antenna or at 1460, our producer, our engineer is on her way out as we speak. Because when we have lightning strikes in the area.
It was a thunder last night.
And there was a lot
of,
what happens is that our, sometimes, it'll have an effect on electricity around there and it'll be surges.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the surges, our transmitter is set up to protect itself that if a surge comes, it just shuts down. So what happens is it's, you know, everything else we're transmitting down to there, but it just is happily sitting there going, till we go down and reset. So she's on her way down now to do that. Either that or the tower has been hit. It's laying down out in the middle of the field. We'll find out here in a few minutes. And if that's the case, Mike Quinn's got a problem on his hands.
There you go.
Anyway, good morning, everybody. Trish.
Good morning. It's 71 degrees as we speak in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 86 and a low of 60. Tomorrow, a high of 91 and a low of 64. And on Saturday, a high of 94 and a low of 65. Sunday, again, high of 94. Low of 67, and they're saying a slight chance of thunder showers throughout the week and partly cloudy off and on. And I think those thunderstorms are going to continue to hit us off and on. And just, you know, I've always said, if you don't like the Reading weather, just stick around. It'll change. The weather, as always, is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Yeah, Sue.
And a quick look at your road conditions. A traffic collision, major injuries. We did have a big rig roll over. This is on 299, tying up traffic. If you are on 299, whether you're heading to Reading or away from Reading, you can expect delays. We do have another traffic collision at Spring Gulch Road this morning. Also beware, there's quite a bit of construction on the roadways between Reading and all the way to Deloma. Stop and go traffic. We do have construction on 299, also heading the opposite direction, 299 East, North Interstate 5 near O'Brien, also between Castella and Mount Shasta, and construction on Interstate 5 between Reading and Anderson.
Okay. Hey, 299 is one going up to Weaverville.
Yes.
Bernie.
Okay, Bernie.
Well, 299,
that's another 299, but the crash is on 299 West in the eastbound lane.
West in the eastbound.
Yes, it's kind of confusing, but just remember if you're heading towards the coast, delays.
Okay.
Okay, the crash is not going up towards Bernie?
No, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
So did I. I thought it was just right out here outside town. It's not.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Hey, 8:08 in the morning. It's 66 degrees, as Trisha said. And we have with us Nick Gardner.
Now, good morning.
Good morning. Nick is a citizen. He is not a politician. He is somebody that is concerned about our city and has been. You will hear his dulcet tones on Sundays a lot of times.
This Sunday, as a matter of fact,
matter
Dale
of fact.
Ball from 10 to 12.
10 Sovereign to 12 Mines. Today on Sovereign Minds. But today he's talking. We had to move him from last week. But it's given it time to percolate and for me to talk to somebody also on the on a question about how do we handle crime. And in the crime and the homelessness problem we have in Reading. As you know, we have dueling ideas here. The Navigation Center came up, Chief Mike Johnson from Anderson said, look, before you do that, you're going to have to put a detention center in there. You can call it anything you want, but that's what it is. And have the people in there that we can arrest and hold them responsible, that will help them make up their mind if they want to be helped. Danelle Ewert says, we don't have the money for that. What we have to do is take people and take them off the streets. To get them off the streets, then we can start helping them. But the whole thing comes down, as we know, in this city, to money. The whole thing is money. The question is that how do we get the money? The city's talked about a 1 cent sales tax, and now the county is getting really serious about this. I think you're going to see this coming in the next few weeks, that the county is going to say we're going to have a 1 cent sales tax countywide to help pay for all this. And this is kind of some of the things that we've come to this culmination right here. We started a sobering center. We're not quite sure where that one is yet. Shasta Regional Medical Center has opened up 20 beds for 5150s, people that have mental problems that are dangerous to themselves or others. So they take those off the streets. So good morning, Nick Gardner.
Oh, good morning. One thing I'd like to clear up before we get started, Carl, is you've been telling people that I go to every city council meeting and every supervisor's meeting, and that's not so. I pick and choose the one I want to go to. And the only reason I bring that up is because my buddy Thomas, that does go to every one, I'd like to give him recognition. And he brings a lot of the subjects up to me that promotes me to go and attend them. So, you know, Thomas is a great guy. He goes to all of
them. It's not every one of them. You're right.
But I do go to quite a few, and I've made it a point to get under the skin of the city council because of something they've pulled on me. But that doesn't pertain to what we're doing now. I'm concerned about the crime in our city, and what I'm trying to do is separate the homelessness from the crime. And my solution to the crime problem, I'd like everybody to get a pen and a piece of paper because I'm going to give you some email addresses and we need your support. My solution is a 1 cent countywide sales tax that would be specific to build a new jail, staff that new jail, maintain that new jail, and pay for all of the expenses associated with housing prisoners, food, electricity, whatever. Now, the reason it needs to be specific is because, bluntly, we don't trust our government. City, county, state, or feds, we don't trust them anymore. And if we feel that if we gave them a 1 cent sales tax, say, for safety, well, you know, 5 new jet boats up on Shasta Lake could be considered safety. You know, maybe some snowmobiles for the search and rescue. Maybe they need those, but that's not what we're wanting to finance. We're wanting to get the crime off the street. You mentioned Cobblestone Square down there,
yeah,
and their trash problems. Well, Ted, the guy that owns Papa's Cheesesteak, I have talked to him, and he told me that while he's open for business, and this is a new business, he's trying to grow it, there's a guy that was tapping on a window and pointing at people and causing a ruckus while people are inside trying to eat, and he goes out and he confronts them, and then he calls the police. The police told him that he should have just called them and stayed inside. You know, how do you build a business that way?
Did the police come, though?
I think they did sooner or later, but, you know, your clientele, if I was there and I'm harassed like that, I wouldn't be enthusiastic about going back. And, you know, so for a general sales tax for safety, I don't believe that'll fly. A general sales tax for just whatever, you know, like the city is proposing, you know, that's not going to pass. It's cut and dried. It's not going to pass. Julie Winter said that it would raise $25 million, and think of what we can do for that. We need a jail. We need a navigation center. The district attorney needs money. Well, Julie, those are county responsibilities. Those aren't city responsibilities. And to me, that's just, you know, deceiving us into passing this. And a city tax is not going to cure our county or our jail problems.
I tell you what, we're just opening the conversation on this. People are already starting to come in with, you know, comments. We're going to take a quick break here so we can get into the specifics of this when we get back. But the bottom line on this is a countywide tax specifically only for the jail, building a new jail of 500 beds, and any money it takes to take care of that jail, nothing else. Officers for inside the jail. no cars for the police or sheriff's department, no new sheriffs, no new DAs, nothing. It's just strictly jail with a sunset
and the cost associated with
the jail. And the cost associated with the jail and a sunset provision in this. All right. Nick Gardner's with us, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy is getting a lot of calls from people who have found out that their fire insurance isn't quite what they thought it was going to be from other companies. And Judy is helping people that don't even that have not even done business with her because this is the way Judy is. She wants to help people. But do you have the right type of insurance? Getting to be summer season again. I know she is in a constant – she and her people are constantly working with different insurance carriers to make sure the people here in our area are covered so they're protected. Not only that, she has a financial office to make sure your financial – your investments are also being handled in that same manner, the same professional manner. Maxwell Insurance Financial, been helping people since 1993. Give her a call at 221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, we'll be right back after these messages, 8:15 in the morning, about 67 degrees out there.
Story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with nothing better to do. They sit around the house, get high and watch it too. And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. They headed down to Old El Paso. That's where they ran into a great big.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
The Happy Valley Strawberry Festival is coming June 1st and 2nd. Here's Frank Muse to tell you more.
Hello, we want to invite you and the whole family for 2 days of fun at the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival. Ice cream, strawberries, and shortcakes. All starts Saturday at 7 o'clock with the Happy Valley 4-H Club's pancake breakfast, $5 a plate at the Mary's Pizza Booth. 165 vendors, pie eating contest, pony rides, magician, antique trucks and tractors, and Harley Club. Free parking and admission. West Valley High School at Gas Point and Happy Valley Road. Tickets sold in advance at the Happy Valley Market, Country Market, and the Happy Spot Market, and also at the door.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Mako is back with another great deal giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard you knocked out jailbird sing. Everybody let it rock.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:20 in the morning. It's about 67 degrees out there. On the 30th of May, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, is bringing us this segment, specializing in home electronics. He's kind of getting out of the classic car parts because, you know, Clyde's the only one that can make that work, you know, electronics and classic car parts. Clyde's got a new, he called me, he's got a new radio now. And the price point is really good on this radio. And it's got shortwave, it's got weather, which we all seem to need now. And it's got a super long range. And like I said, it is, it's less than, it's much less than $100. In fact, it's probably, I don't know. I'm not going to say the exact amount because he told me I don't really remember. It was like $50 or $60. But it gets you AM, FM, weather, shortwave, has everything in it.
Wow.
It runs on D batteries, or you can plug it into the wall. Oh, it sounds like a great deal. 1250 Hartnell Avenue, or give him a call, 221-4144. But don't forget that he's been your source for Dish Network and authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers.
Put a TV in your house the next day, up and running.
Yeah, he does.
I know, he just did for me.
If he's got it there, he'll put it. Yeah, he does that.
Yeah.
Hey, Trish Clark and I are here with Nick Gardner. And Nick has been going to a number of the city council and the board of supervisor meetings and listening to what's been going on for years, could I say?
25 years.
And Nick's plan is for a specific sales tax for a jail in Shasta County. So let's continue on with that.
The thing about a specific jail tax is it has to be passed by 2/3. And by law, that money can only be spent on what is in the ballot measure. Now, getting back to this letter I wrote that I expected to be published in the Record Searchlight this last Sunday or the Sunday before, and it hasn't been published. If everybody would email letters@reading.com and say publish Nick's letter, maybe we could get it in there and get it out to the general public's attention. Getting back to the letter now, at a Patriots meeting about 3 weeks ago, Tom Bozinko and his understudy and Mike Johnson, the chief of police from Anderson, were presenting and answering questions about the proposed navigation center. And Joe Tomenti was in the audience. And before they started, and I'd sprung this on Terry, I came up with this idea about noon that day. I got up and said, after the meeting, I'm going to do a survey. And the survey will be a one-cent sales tax dedicated to the jail, or a one-cent sales tax dedicated to safety, or a one-cent sales tax dedicated to the general fund. So after they talked, I got up there and I said, a show of hands, how many people would vote for a 1 cent sales tax dedicated to a jail? 95% of the people raised their hands. I said, Supervisor Tomenti, this is your constituents. This is what we want. And he got up and spoke and he was very receptive. Then I said, how about a 1 cent sales tax dedicated to public safety? One hand went up. I said, how about sales tax for the general fund? Nobody raised their hand. So I've talked to probably 300 people since then, and I've had 9 people tell me they would not vote for it. I've had 10 or 12 people tell me they'd have to, you know, think about it, and everybody else has said I'd vote for that.
Well, just to give you an idea of how much it costs each month, each year, fiscal year 16 and 17, it says here is the while the jail's operating costs have risen, according to the auditor controller, the general fund contributions to the jail budget the last 7 years are as followed. In the last year, 16 and 17, $9,162,000.
Wow.
Now, that's for the jail operating costs, $9 million.
Well,
I had no idea it was that big. I thought it was like...
I thought $3 or
$4 million. Yeah, but $9 million. That's for a 300 and, what, 80-something. And we've added since then another 102 beds to it. So the cost of that is, you know, we've got to figure it's going to be at least close to $10 million by now. So that's $10 million a year for the cost of the jail, jail's operating cost.
What's it cost us? How much is these criminals costing us running around? Besides,
I'm just saying is that when people say a 1 cent sales tax, and we're talking about how much would that bring in a year?
Okay. Yeah, my estimate on what it would bring a year is $30 million, and I base that on Julie Winters saying that a 1 cent sales tax for the city of Reading would bring in $25 million. So I said, well, the county must be worth another $5 million. It might be. It's not a scientific estimate. It might be more than that.
Well, a couple of points that I'd just like to throw into the mix as we're going through this. I don't disagree with your proposal. I concur totally that there is not ever going to be a sales tax passed in Shasta County unless it is specific to the details of exactly what it is going to be spent for.
I'll fight against it.
Yeah, well, I will tell you that there is no trust, as you indicated. And so if it isn't specific, it will never pass. Having said that, there is, and we talked about this before, there is a problem in my mind when I look at this that if we all the money goes to the jail, then we obviously have a system that's not going to – the rest of the county system that needs to support that jail. I think you've just answered my question, however, though, in the conversation. If you're bringing in $30 million, I would tell you it's more than that. I think it would take all three cities signing off on this for it, in fact, to be countywide. Because if you're just talking about the sales tax generated in the unincorporated area, you're not going to get $30 million. It has to be generated throughout the county.
Absolutely.
Okay. But if, in fact, you raise $30 million plus, you could take that $10 million that now is going towards the operation of the jail, take that out of that $30 million, which would still be enough for that and the new jail, and that would give you $10 million to spread to those other departments, i.e. the district attorney, the probation office, the public defender, all of those places that take a full system. You can't just lock somebody up in a jail. They've got to be prosecuted, and they've got to be taken to court, and they've got to be sentenced.
Hey, you know what? I think we ought to just do away with probation. Didn't they have a day reporting center that's costing us a ton of money, and the probationers can go there and get directed towards services? And you know what? They don't show up, and who cares, because they're not going to go to jail.
Well, you know, Nick, in a perfect world, we could decide those things. We live in the state of California, and we have to work within the system, unfortunately, of what's mandated.
I think, I'm pretty sure the county's going to come rolling in here on something. The idea of public safety, though, and it all going to public safety, and if it's a well-defined public safety for one sales tax, I'm just saying if it's a well-defined, well-written thing that says it's not going to go for anything else except jails, deputies, DAs, public defenders, you know, and I'm just saying is that I can see this coming. I think the idea of having it just strictly for the jail, if people understand that we're going to build a new jail then. That could take years because you've got to get through all the planning processes and all this because we've got a 300-person jail now. So you're looking for another 500, and a city or a county this size should have something close to 1,000 beds for a jail. I mean, that's what the number should be. So if it goes strictly to the jail and we build it and whatever it takes and you have the money, I agree that the rest of the general fund then, I don't think we're going to have a lot of money really frankly left over by the time you start building the jail. and the and Diamond, you start and you have 800 people we're taking care of now, or 900 people we're taking care of now. You know, those, you know, this 9 million right now is based on the 17 or 16 and 17 numbers. So there will be money left over, and I understand, and it can go back in the general fund. So we can then use that for the other public defenders.
County responsibilities.
County responsibilities.
Let me make a point now.
Wait a minute. Let me take a break, because it's going to take longer, I'm sure, this point. So if we come back, we can finish up on it, or we can continue on this, because we have to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Better-known business, been in the business for a quarter of a century. Doesn't make any difference what kind of make or model of heating or cooling systems you have, because they are trained on all of them. Martin and Pam have built an incredibly proficient business here that can handle any of the systems that are out there. They are totally professional. They have they guarantee their work. They can offer warranties. They have all of this stuff at Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back after these messages with Nick Gardner.
I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glories down at the courthouse. White lightning still the biggest thrill of all.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test.
When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
And time keeps dragging.
We're at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 1460 AM is back on the air, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Give them a call at 244-9478. They take appointments now, so you don't end up waiting in line. Of course, part of my, you know, you wait there, you know, you could wait 30, 40 minutes to get a haircut. Now you just walk in, you get your haircut, and you're out. But if you still want to get in there and just kind of hear what's going on and all that, get there early, like I do. Catch up on my reading and all this.
Great conversation, I'm
right?
sure.
Oh, gosh, it is. Hey, by the way, tonight Linda's going to be at Wind River and Elements Lounge. And it's a different time tonight. It goes from 7 to 9 p.m. She's got the whole band there, plus a couple of extras, I think, wandering. There are a lot of musicians in town.
Your jam session.
They come in it's and they get on there. You have different anything from the Native American flute to trumpets, flugelhorns. They come in, or extra people come in just to sing. I mean, it's really a great time. 7 to 9 tonight. And of course, it's, if you're not going there, Colt 45 baseball tonight, starting at 7:15. We're here with Nick Gardner, of course, Trish Clark and myself, and let's go to the phones before we get back to Nick. Donna, good morning.
Yes, good morning. My question is, I'm not clear about why this whole matter, because when it was on the ballot that California wanted to legalize drugs and sell marijuana, the people of Shasta County voted against this matter, but then city council decides that it is a good idea and they overrule the people, and now we're expected to come up with a tax to help solve the problem. Do I have that right, or have I missed something along the way?
Well, you're right that Shasta County voted against the marijuana tax. The city, or not tax, but marijuana, but the state of California, California voted kind of like overwhelmingly. So what the city of Reading has said is that if it's legal, we are going to let people sell it here. We will take the money from that and use that to, one, is to help take care of people that have problems with marijuana, but the rest of the money was supposed to go into public safety. But the amount of money is, they don't even know how much it's going to be yet.
Well, and the reality is that the entire jail public safety problem in Shasta County is not as a result just of marijuana. I mean, that's not causing every problem.
But I understand what you're saying, Donna, and you're right. The county of Shasta did vote against it, but now we're kind of reaping the whirlwind of California politics. Thanks for your call.
Okay. Well, I thank you for helping me to understand this, but it looks like it is a huge drug problem that
it is
a drug problem.
Donnell, when he was on, if you heard that show, he said 2/3 of the people at the homeless have got either mental or drug alcohol related problems. 2/3 of them out there.
One of the big drug problems is heroin.
Yeah, heroin.
Huge.
Yes. Okay. Hey, Donna, thank you.
Getting back to where we were, you know. We decide what taxes we pay, and we need to call the supervisors or email the supervisors and tell them that this is the tax that we will pay. You can email the supervisors at shastacountybos@ca.shasta.org. And if you email to them and tell them your opinion that this is the only tax we pass, that will go to each one of the supervisors. Now, getting back to where we were on this tax, you know, my attitude is either you're with me or you've got a better idea or you're happy with the status quo. If you've got a better idea, I'm ready to listen. You know, I mean, to me, this is a win-win. We lock the criminals up. A misdemeanor is punishable by 364 days in California. You know, we take some of these drug addicted people that are 20 to 25. We lock them up for 6 months. Everything's out of their system. We can go in and have a lucid conversation with them. If this is the kind of lifestyle you want to keep, continue to lead, well, we can keep locking you up because we've got room.
We have the room now.
But if you want to, get a trade, we can help you with that. If you want to join society, we can help you with that. It's your choice.
I think also during this thing is that we can look at the type of jails we're talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, we could use the existing jail for the serious crimes, felonies, and, you know, ones that's going to put you in prison. Because right now they're holding, I think, approximately 32 prisoners in there for homicide. Mm-hmm. Then you got rape and you have child molestation. They have those. I think the jail, or a bit large part of the new jail that Nick is talking about, this is just me saying this, would be something for the misdemeanors. That would be, it'd be a more minimum security, but it would cost less. But you still need the personnel to do it. You still need to build it.
Absolutely. And you know, we could hitchhike on Mike Johnson's idea of arraigning them through Skype. I had a thought that maybe we could make it a rule that you don't get credit for time served. That'd make them want to plead out quicker if they're guilty.
The point you have to understand about the jail that we have now is it turns it into a prison with the new legislation that's passed in the state. So
until it gets sued out of control here.
Exactly. So now that maximum security facility that we've got to provide for prisoners who are serving jail time where they used to go off to state prison, you're right. There's no need for that kind of security on a regular year misdemeanor sentence.
You can build it. You can build it at a different level and all this. You know, for a minimum security prison, and this is
sections of it could be.
Yeah, I think large sections of it could be, and I think it's kind of what Nick is getting at too. But the bottom line is, if you took 200 or 300 offenders that are major offenders off the streets that are not violent people, but they steal everything they can, they're constantly being arrested and all this, or the failures to appear. The reason that Shasta County has the third largest arrest rate in California is, one, we take it seriously, and two, it's failure to appear. Well, if you've got a place to put them, you're not going to have that problem. You're not going to have the failure to appear. We're going to have our police in Redding will reap the benefit of this, and the people in Redding will reap the benefit of this jail because they will not be spending so much time arresting the same people or going out there. They can get into proactive policing instead of reactive policing. It's going to cut their response times, I think, tremendously. If there's a place, it takes most of these bad guys and girls off the street.
And to make a point about building a jail, you know, we could build it exactly like the jail we have now. We've already got the architectural plans. They'd only have to be brought up to the new standards, which wouldn't be much. And we could even have a floor for the mentally ill that would be geared towards their safety. I mean, just because they're mentally ill and they commit a crime doesn't mean they shouldn't have to be punished for their crime.
No, it doesn't. But you say, you know, the tax would pay for construction, and this is just Nick's, you know, first shot at this. And as Nick says, if you've got a better way of writing this, just feel free to hop on.
I'm more or less just opening up the conversation.
Construction, maintenance, staffing, and all costs associated with holding prisoners, such as food, bedding, etc. But if you've got that one floor in there, and you're talking about people that are 5150s and all that, that would also include their medical help. But you see this also as the stepping stone from there into the programs that the Health and Human Services is providing, and to get people off drugs, off of alcohol, and moving them back into a productive spot in society. But you can't do it unless we control it.
That's right. We get them cleaned up. Sue, can you go to that clip now? I've got a clip here from the Shasta County Supervisors meeting, and we're hoping it's going to come on.
Here it is.
So going back to the San Antonio model, which I've talked about numerous times, it's, I think, a very effective model. It's been proven to be successful. And I just want to remind folks that they, we're going to build a new jail in San Antonio because of their homeless issue and all the crime issues that they had. And instead, they invested in this homeless resource center and a variety of other mental health services. And now they have 1,000 empty beds in their existing jail. They did not have to build a jail. So they've been very successful in their efforts. And, you know, one of the takeaways that we, or one of the things we observed there was they created this center. It had an umbrella organization running it, but they had many other organizations there doing various services. And so they had like different organizations.
That's as far as we wanted to go. The point I wanted to make here now, you know, they were going to build a jail and they geared all their money to services for the homeless, and they have 1,000 empty jail beds. I started thinking about that, and you know what I did? I called up the jail in San Antonio, and I explained to the guy what was said to us, and I said, do you have 1,000 empty jail beds? And here's his reply. No. I said, do you have 500 empty jail beds? He said, no. I said, thank you. Now, we're going to base all our social services for criminals and homeless people on something that isn't true. I can't say that Donnell was lying. Maybe he got misinformation, but how much of our county policies are based on misinformation when we can't even trust what's being told to the supervisors who are making the attentions how our funds are being spent?
By the way, the San Antonio jail number is 210-335-6201 for records, and I guess records will be able to tell you how many people are in
there. Well, records will transfer you right to the jail, and you don't have to go to dial 1 or press 1 for this, okay. Press 2 for that.
210-335-6201.
Oh, I thought maybe you might want to call and confirm that on the air sometime, Carl.
Might do that.
But, you know, that's why we don't trust the government.
Well, you know what? There's 1,000 reasons that we should always trust but verify. And this is, you know, you're going down here and getting these statistics from a guy sitting in, the, you know, that's sitting in records that should know this. I've called down to the jail down that we talk about in Alameda. Do you have spots open there? Oh, yeah, we got lots of spots open. But then you start talking about who we can put into that jail down there. That number shrink rapidly. Due to the fact that a lot of the people we have here do have mental problems, they are violent, and Alameda is not going to take them because they don't want your problems. And they want, if any of their people are injured, we pick up the tab for all that. But I've got to take a break right here. But I'm just saying is, a lot of things on the surface, and what you did was check it, was to find out, well, gosh, they got all these beds. Well, they don't have all those beds. Even though they've got empty beds, it's getting them in there to do it. So what Nick did was
My point was a navigation center isn't going to cure our crime problem.
Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, if you're looking for a place to buy a firearm, go to Bastiani Arms. John and Sarah Bastiani started this business 9 years ago, right after we started the radio station. We've been with them, and they've been with us ever since. I would not go anywhere else to buy a gun or a long gun or a pistol, plus all the accessories they have, the great deals that they give to veterans, and more. All of this down at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and Nick Gardner here.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in. It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
The Happy Valley Strawberry Festival is coming June 1st and 2nd. Here's Frank Muse to tell you more.
Hello, we want to invite you and the whole family for 2 days of fun at the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival. Ice cream, strawberries, and shortcakes. All starts Saturday at 7 o'clock with the Happy Valley 4-H Club's Pancake Breakfast. $5 a plate at the Mary's Pizza Booth. 165 vendors, pie eating contest, pony rides, magician, antique trucks and tractors, and Harley Club. Free parking and admission. West Valley High School at Gas Point and Happy Valley Road. Tickets sold in advance at the Happy Valley Market, Country Market, and the Happy Spot Market, and also at the door.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm here with Trish Clark today, Thursday the 30th. It's about 70 degrees now. And it says, you know, if depending on which weather report you're looking at, is it going to rain today or not?
Well, we'll know that when it happens.
Well,
it
said, because we can't tell
chance
anymore.
Chance of showers, cloudy. Thunderstorms possible all week.
It thundered and lightning and everything, but we didn't get any rain. But you were down where you were.
We
got poured on in Anderson.
I got a ton of rain. I don't have to turn the sprinklers on yet.
Yeah. If it rains today, savor it, because it's going to be almost 100 in a week.
A Monday. I know. Monday, 97 degrees. Okay. We're here with Nick Gardner. We're talking about a specific sales tax, a 1 cent sales tax for the county of Shasta. Every cent of it. Every cent of it would go to a jail and housing prisoners, a 500-person jail and housing prisoners.
And all the costs associated with it.
All the costs associated for that one in the jail we have now.
Okay.
All of it.
Yeah, okay.
All of it. We need to go to the phones. Let's go to, is it Tim? Oh, Jim. Jim.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
you're on.
Hey, what you ought to do of the people that are failure to appear and things like that, take them and put them in. They used to have they call the puke bin up there when they put all the drunk drivers in there. They used to get sick and stuff like that. Set them in there and keep them there for a couple of days in that pen, they'll think about showing up next time.
Okay, Jim, thank you.
The drunk tank. You know, I'm told that the old...
Thank you.
I'm told that the old county jail still exists that we had up here, that it's not being used. We could use it for a drunk tank.
You can't put prisoners in anymore. It's used for evidence storage.
Right over here, they've got at the old city hall, there's a
drunk
there's
tank.
A jail. No, there's a cell. There's a cell in there still. Yeah. Okay, let's go to Mary. Mary, good morning. Do you have a question or a comment?
Good morning. Both. I live out in the county, and I had a business in downtown for years and years. My question is the city of Reading, the people that live in the city of Reading, will they also be paying this tax, or will it just be on the backs of the county?
No, it's got to be everybody. It's got to be Redding, Shasta Lake, and Anderson for make to this to work. And why wouldn't they want to pay that? Redding's got the most of the crime.
You couldn't make it. You could not make this without the cities of Redding and Anderson and Shasta Lake. You wouldn't get the money you need for this.
The unincorporated,
so it's everybody.
The unincorporated area only, there is no generated sales tax that can come in anywhere near this.
So
okay, so
we all share it.
The city council will have to get on board with this as
all three cities.
Pardon me?
All three cities.
Yes, I think we can get them on board.
I'm on the fence with it just because I feel like the tax would go initially probably for that, and then they would take it and do something else with it.
They can't.
But I would probably vote for it. So that's my comment. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mayor.
Hey, I want to get back to the San Antonio. If you go to Seattle is Dying and watch that, it's on YouTube. Everybody should watch that. They have a chart on there that starts on the right, it's low, on the left, it's low, and it goes right on up, and it lists each city, and it says Seattle is, their property crimes are second only to San Francisco. And guess who is third on that? San Antonio property crimes are just underneath Seattle and then San Francisco. So, you know what?
Let's go to the phones. Kay, good morning. You have comments.
Hi, Carl and Trish and Nick. I think that we have to do something, and we have to get going. And the biggest problem is these people that are the police are arresting and the sheriff. Deputy sheriffs, and then they're released out on the street because there's no room, and then they're rearrested, and then the same thing goes over and over and over again. And the poor law enforcement, I mean, that would be boring.
Well,
arresting the same people all the time, and they're doing the same things. They're constantly, they have the same MO.
Frustrating, not boring, and you know, this would put an end to that, Kay.
I know.
Would you support this, Kay?
I think it's good.
You support this?
I don't want to pay taxes, but I don't want crime either.
Do you support this?
And so I would be for it.
Okay.
All right.
Let's point out that I think this fits right into the life center that Chief Mike Johnson's talking about. It's the peace that's missing from Donnell.
Hey.
We've got, this is exactly what it works into, but this is a bigger piece of the holding accountability. Anything we do to solve this problem has to have responsibility and accountability along with it.
It works for Donnell.
That's why the jail does.
It works for Donnell, too, because this puts people off the streets. It's going to help him get people into the navigation center, which is what he's looking for, to take people and start helping them.
Well, let's just face it, it's better than putting them in houses all over Shasta County.
I've got enough respect for Mike Johnson that I would put him in charge of figuring out how this jail's going to work.
Well, there you go.
You know, the navigation center, yeah, it'd be great, but, you know, it's not near the scale we need. You know, where's our taxes going now? Does anybody have any idea where our taxes are going right now?
Recognize, Nick, that the sales tax generated, and I can't say numbers because it's been too many years, but if Redding gets $10 million, the county gets $1 million. I mean, the bulk of the sales tax generated in Shasta County is in the city of Redding.
But where's it
City go? Of Anderson State. Oh, in the city of Redding, it goes for parks and
Those are all paid for after CalPERS. Do you know Shasta County is on line to pay over 25 years, $465 million.
We have the phones backed up here. Gene, good morning. Gene, good morning.
Hello.
No, Gene. Oh, Terry. Terry,
yeah,
we've only got a minute left.
Very quick comment.
Okay.
You need to have Nick on again. We have a lot of things that come on the radio that are important. There's a lot of fun things going on in Redding. But this is the single most important issue for our community that Nick's talking about. This is the most important thing we can talk about, and I think you should have him on for another hour again. We couldn't even get him on the radio. We had to go on the computer.
Why couldn't you have him on the radio? Where are you?
Well, we couldn't pick up AM or FM. I called in to Sue. Both of them are down.
No, they're not. They're up now. Okay. We got to go to the next person. Thanks, Terry. And you're right. This is not the last time. Okay, Jean, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Well, what I think is we outsource things to other countries. I've always said in the past we could take and outsource them to Mexico, and they would never want to recommit again because they knew they had to go back to Mexico.
You know what? That's you know why we can't do that, Sue, is because Trump canceled out NAFTA. I read a letter to the editor that was written
We could do it to another state. How about Georgia or one of those places down in the South where the expenses, everything else costs so much less? We could take and get a busload of them and bus them down to Georgia and let them sit there. And that way they wouldn't be so ready to recommit.
They'd
have to get their way back.
Thanks, Gene. We got
to
run.
I was being sarcastic about Trump. I'm all for sending him to Mexico. But realistically, Gene, you know that's not going to happen.
We only got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts here, Nick.
Vote yes on it. Don't vote for anything else.
We're going to have Nick back on again. We're going to have some other people on, too. We've still got phone calls coming in. We'll have other people, and we'll be discussing this thing. I think it's time to bring in a couple of county supervisors.
Accountability.
And talk about what do they think about this. Because, I think there would be a groundswell of support if you knew you were taking them off the streets and this is where the money was going to. Then you could use that remaining money in the general fund to help keep the rest of the system keep up. Hey, everybody, tomorrow we're going to have on Speak Up Shasta, who are opposing the Wind River move up to I-5. Have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Thanks for having me on.
Which are you? From dragging me down.